This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I tell you, man, Uber does not mess around. Did you guys hear this? Uber is going to kick you out of the car. They don't care. Well, maybe figuratively, not literally. But not only are we rating Uber drivers, but what about Uber passengers? Should they get rated? If you keep throwing up in someone's car, should you as a customer be red flagged? They said Uber app passengers can now lose access to the ride-hailing app if their rating is too low. On Wednesday, the company sent out a blog post that is going to start to boot riders with a, quote, significantly below average rating. This is going to start in the U.S. and Canada. I agree with that, actually. I really do. And I don't think they could rate you poorly based on tip, because I think you already tip before they... You already do the payment, I think, before they, or I think it's already in the queue. I think gratuity, I'm not sure how that works. I've never done it. My husband's done it, so I've never done it, but I don't think you could stiff an Uber driver, so I think they could pay the tip no matter what. I have to double check that. So I don't think they could rate you low because of tip. I think they could only rate you low for behavior. Now, of course, people are kind of freaking out about this. They say the post that Uber made was light on details, including what rating will qualify riders to be considered for deactivation. But an Uber spokesperson told CNN Business that the rating is going to vary by city. Riders at risk for deactivation will get several notifications and chances to improve their rating before being kicked off. I think that's really fair. If riders lose access to their Uber account, they also won't be able to access the Uber Eats app, or the e-scooter Jump app. I don't know what that is. Jump app. I gotta look it up. They say respect is a two-way street, and so is accountability. Drivers have long been expected to meet a minimum rating threshold, which can vary city to city. This is according to Uber's head of safety brand and initiatives, Kate Parker. She said, while we expect only a small number of riders to ultimately be impacted by ratings-based deactivation, it's the right thing to do. Yeah, there's a problem because there's sexual assaults, you know, that happen. First, Uber had to release their safety transparency report, all right, you know, because of safety incidents and sexual assaults. But, you know, stuff is happening. These aren't like cabs where there's a protective glass or limos, etc. You're using your car. And so if you're the driver and you pick somebody up, they're a jerk, or they're drunk, or they throw up, you want to warn other drivers about that. In fact, I would probably do a one strike, you're out. You know, yeah, a lot of people Uber to make ends meet, and I am very, very glad. I know a lot of people have issues with Uber, and I know why they have issues with Uber, but I just found the whole concept phenomenal. I was a huge fan because in the recession, people lost their jobs. And rather than deciding, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, ask the government to support me, they got in their cars and drove people around and made money. And they got to do what, you know, taxi cab drivers have been able to do for years. Now, mind you, taxi cab drivers, they got hurt by this, which kind of stinks. I like taxi cab drivers. But when people need to support their family, they need to support their family. And so they got in a car and they started driving. And Uber and Lyft and these rideshare came at perfect timing. The only thing is, you know, is it worth it on your car? You're putting on the miles. You're paying for the gas. If somebody pukes in your car, you have to clean that. What if you can't get the smell out? So being an Uber driver, might not be worth it long term. Now, we talk about a lot of millennials not buying a car and Ubering. I met one who Ubered for 3 months. It cost him to Uber 3 months to work about three something a month. But he said when you take into account gas, the insurance, the car payment, the depreciation, he still thought he was ahead. The hassle for parking. So Uber is here to stay. So is Lyft, et cetera. And I love that they're kind of getting their acts together. And then, you know, people misbehaving. We as doctors get to discharge you if you're a jerk. The only problem is, and it's not really a problem. It's there to protect some, but it could pose a problem, is if you're a jerk or we think you're threatening our staff, we could discharge you, but we still have to be your doctor for the next 28 to 30 days. Now, we had one where I really thought was putting my staff at risk. So I contacted the medical board going, you know, what do I do about this? Okay, I don't want this person coming back for 28, 30 days. I am really scared for my staff. So they said what you do is then call the police. So if he does come in, you know, you could call the police and things like that. But we still have that window, that buffer. But we are allowed to say, you're not coming here anymore. People are allowed to refuse service. You got to be careful. Like, look at what happened at that Chipotle. Somebody was a dine and dasher where they would eat and not pay. I don't understand why the Chipotle didn't make you pay first before you get the food. I'm not sure what happened there. But you got dine and dashers, and apparently somebody was a dine and dasher, even bragged about it on the social media. But the video only caught the snip of the worker kind of telling him that, you know, she's not going to serve him. So she ends up losing her job. Everybody calls her racist, et cetera. And then finally proof came out that, no, she wasn't serving him because he was a dine and dasher. Meaning, you know, was going to eat and not pay. And so she was trying to protect the company. So I think they offered her job back. I'm not exactly sure what they did. I would make her vice president because, you know, that was really embarrassing. She was all over the news, you know. But this right to refuse service or this, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease. That kind of has to now be reined in because I'm seeing people really abuse people behind the counter. And some of these customers need to get their act together. So pretty cool. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I find this fascinating. Have you guys ever been to the Louvre in France? I was not in the Louvre. I went outside of it. I took some pictures. I saw the big pyramid and all that. The Louvre that houses the Mona Lisa and a lot of amazing art. But the reason why we didn't go into the Louvre is there was a long line. And we didn't want to lose a whole day of Paris in the Louvre. And I understand art is amazing. And if you have a week in Paris to do it. But we only had 2 days in Paris. Just 2 days. And I wanted to see the Notre Dame. I wanted to see the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower took at least a half a day. And we did the, you know, you could get front-of-the-line passes. You have to pay extra. Still, we were there for at least half a day. Walked along. We tried to do a night cruise. We tried to do as much as possible you know, for 2 days in Paris. But if you're a week in Paris, yeah, you could spend a day at the Louvre. But a lot of us don't have that kind of time or money. So we were only in Paris for a couple days, so we didn't, you know, we didn't go inside. The lines were crazy. And that was first thing in the morning, too. Well, apparently, and, you know, this kind of might empower us in our neck of the woods, the Louvre closed down. And it's because the workers said, there's just too many people. We feel suffocated. Paris Museum security and reception staff were basically on strike, protesting unprecedented deterioration of conditions amid record crowds. Now, the museum, located in the former Royal Palace on the city's right bank, attracted 10.2 million visitors last year, which is a 25% increase over the year before. No other museum in the world has ever equaled this figure. And again, it is what it has there is phenomenal. And I got to be honest, I regret not going in. But then again, I don't regret. Like, I would love to see the Mona Lisa, but the Mona Lisa is really small. And you don't get to be right up to it. And I get that because somebody could hurt it. The crowds are so bad that you're kind of far away from it. And so what you end up doing is taking a picture of it. You know, you see it, but you're not up close to it. It's still like, oh my gosh, that's the Mona Lisa. But you're feet away from it. You take a picture and then you have to move on. And you were in line for hours to get those few seconds. And I like the Mona Lisa. I think that would be amazing to be next to it. But again, I wasn't going to lose a whole day to do that. And so, you know, I'm sure people there start to hear people gripe. You know, we were just talking about that with Mount Everest yesterday, where somebody who climbed and summited said it was dangerous. The summit was only the size of two ping pong tables, and people were pushing and shoving to get selfies. That he just said, you want to tackle this? I'm just going to sit down, take my selfie, and then get off. You know, crowds cause ruckuses. And it's not the safest thing. So both workers say both visitors and staff were suffering from such massive popularity. They say the Louvre is suffocating. That's according to the Subculture Solidaris Union. While the public has increased by more than 20% since 2009, the place has not grown. And the situation is untenable. So the museum closed. This was their tweet. Due to a recent increase of visitor numbers, members of the Musée du Louvre, Musée is museum. Reception and security staff are exercising their right to strike. The museum will therefore remain closed all day today. Now, imagine if you bought a front-of-the-line pass. Oh, boy. You know, because you buy these tickets, you buy these tours, and you could buy, like, ahead of the pass. They're expensive, like 100 extra a person. But it saves you hours. So, apparently, staff dropped while crowds rose. And so the union cites several problems, overcrowded conditions, an aggressive and impatient public, jostling crowds, inadequate emergency evacuation measures. And the union said what to say about visiting conditions when people are confronted with noise, trampling crowds, extreme fatigue, and total inadequacy of museum facilities at such a high volume of visitors. The Louvre does not have the means of its ambitions. So the reason why I find this fascinating is, yes, it was a union, and they were able to strike, and, you know, maybe it was timely, maybe it wasn't, who knows. But there's a lot of companies out there where the staff don't feel like they have a say, and some of the conditions are bad. And maybe not so much bad in terms of, well, you know, where's the fire exit, you know, or the air is stinky. But bad in terms of toxic employees. And I've worked in places where you are afraid to say anything. Everybody is so afraid of somebody. Especially if you're in a small town where somebody knows somebody and they could screw you over. And so sometimes it really, really takes the whole crew to go, look, this needs to change now. And I've worked in places where nobody listens. And you're like, but I'm trying to tell you this. And nothing happens. And sometimes the only way to make something happen is a walkout. It's dangerous, though, because if you're not unionized, you know, they may say, well, fine, you know, we're not going to hire you and we're not going to give you a reference. And so people end up being too scared to do a walkout, you know. But, I mean, don't do a walkout just because you're like, well, you know what, my neighbor got a raise, so I want a raise. I mean, we're talking if there is something that has to be changed and it's not getting changed and the majority of you want it to be changed, then you need to bring that up. See, nobody wants to sign a petition. Nobody wants to put their name on anything. Everybody kind of wants to cover their butts. That's why unions still exist. You know, some people say unions are too powerful, and in some cases, yeah. But unions offer that protection where if there's something wrong, you know, they could fight it. Now, you know, I'm noticing some unions are starting to pick and choose with the, you know, they're picking their fights. This is a fight that I think is adequate. Having unsafe working conditions, absolutely. The problem is when your staff strikes, you lose money. If the Louvre was selling ticket after ticket after ticket, and now, well, what would make you guys happy? I want to cut the number of visitors in half. Well, then they lose big money. You know, but I think we, practically speaking, might need to do something with the airlines. I am tired of sitting in coach that is where my knees are hitting the other seat. The other seat goes back, and you have to sometimes go back, so I don't mind that they're doing that. But you are basically in a less than 2 foot by like 2 foot cramped spot for 6-7 hours. Well, you can pay first class if you don't want to fly that way. Nobody should fly that way. It shouldn't just be, you know, something that the rich could get out of. I think flying should be a hell of a lot more comfortable, especially for what we're paying. If we want to take a train ride to save money, we could take a train ride. But if we're spending $500-$600 on a ticket, I needed to go to Minneapolis and the airline was going to cost $700 for coach. $700 for coach. $700 is a house payment, is rent for an apartment, to be on a seat for 3 hours. That's crappy. Something's wrong here. And it's going to take us to say, to hell with this. Now, how do you do that without, you know, getting in trouble? How do you not lose your job? You know, usually there's somebody that represents the workers. Let's go back to work now. Someone that represents the workers, they can talk to management. A lot of times management's like, oh, yeah, and then nothing happens. So then you go back next week. You know, this is what we need. Yeah, leave me alone. You're bothering us. So then some people go, well, let's be passive aggressive. Let's just not do our job. No, because you could get replaced. Sometimes you really, really need to kind of make a show. But something that's productive. Closing down, maybe not that productive. But, you know, a lot of workers may say, well, I don't have that flexibility. Like, if I worked at the Louvre and I thought, that it was going to be unsafe, what I would want to do is use company money to hire some tents, have people go back outside in line, only allow X number of people, cite the, you know, room occupancy, which, by the way, there's fire codes. And I would say, look, we don't want to violate fire codes. I would show that I'm doing my job at 100%. Yeah, I might be a pain in the butt, but at least I'm doing my job. 1-877-DOT-DOLLAR. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller breaks his long silence, saying the Mueller report speaks for itself and he does not intend to testify before Congress.
So beyond what I've said here today and what is contained in our written work, I do not believe it is appropriate for me to speak further about the investigation or to comment on the actions of the Justice Department or Congress.
As far as reacting to what Mueller said in his nearly 9-minute statement, former Department of Justice official Tom DePree tells Fox News.
He was very careful and thoughtful about highlighting certain passages in the report, I think as a way of drawing public attention to some conclusion.
Parts of Kansas and Missouri are cleaning up after powerful tornadoes ripped through the area on Tuesday. Now 40 million Americans, including those from Texas all the way to the Ohio Valley, are facing a severe weather threat on Wednesday with the possibility of more tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this no flight or this no board list is kind of making some people nervous. And U.S. health officials have threatened to ban 8 measles patients from flights. And one politician is now demanding vaccine checks on all foreign visitors before they enter the U.S. Now, of these 8 measles patients, all 8 have agreed to cancel their flights. But if any measles patients do try to fly, now we're talking measles. We're not talking flu. We're not talking chickenpox. We're not talking hepatitis A. We're not talking tuberculosis. I'm sure tuberculosis should prevent you from flying. But we're talking measles. If they attempt to fly, they're going to be put on the do not board list. It's enforced by the Department of Homeland Security, and then it is national, possibly international, in terms of you not being able to fly. That scares people. If you've seen enough movies where you lose your visa or your passport expires and you can't get out of the country if you have to, or the state. That scares people. Well, yeah, you could just drive, but still. So the executive of Rockland County, New York, has asked President Trump to issue an executive order requiring all foreign visitors to prove they are vaccinated. So the eight people we're talking about that were suspected to be infected with measles. Now, remember, suspected, didn't have measles. They were suspected. Were from New York, California, Illinois, Oklahoma, and Washington. And they were warned that if they attempted to travel, they'd be put on the CDC's Do Not Board list. It is rarely used and very controversial. But the director of CDC's Division of Global Migration and Quarantine, Dr. Martin Citrone, said it's highly effective. According to the Washington Post, the people in question agreed to cancel their flights, abort their travel plans, and respect the Do Not Board orders. Now, again, we don't know for sure if they actually had measles or not. The ongoing measles outbreak in the U.S. has managed to spread to 26 states across the U.S., and officials are desperately trying to keep it from getting any further. Measles, as you know, was eradicated in the U.S. by 2000, but then since then, they say, according to Daily Mail, anti-vaccination sentiments have surged as well, and well over a billion people have traveled to the U.S. from other countries. Thank you. Because when the measles outbreak happened near Disneyland a few years back, vaccinated individuals had gotten it as well. So we got to be careful just blaming those who didn't vaccinate. Even though I wish they would vaccinate, we got to be very careful where we lay the blame or we don't address the problem properly. But you see, this makes people nervous, because especially Jews, because a lot of the people that are unvaccinated that have, unfortunately, come down with measles, we are being told by the news, I can't confirm it, but we're being told by the news, that many of them are Orthodox Jews. So you start saying, we're not going to let Orthodox Jews get on a plane to leave based on them being exposed to somebody in their community that had measles. Now you're like, okay, whoa, 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 where could this go? And trust me, we don't forget 1939 to 1945 wasn't that long ago. We don't forget. So if you had a neighbor who had measles and you're religious Orthodox, they could technically use that as an excuse to not let you get on a plane if you needed to. Makes us a little nervous. Now, some people say, well, good, Dr. Dahlia, we don't want measles on a plane. I go, I agree with you. I don't really want measles on a plane, but I also don't want mumps. I really don't want flu. Flu is very contagious. So where's the no board, you know, restrictions for people who didn't get vaccinated, you know, for the flu? I mean, that... You need to be consistent here, people. Has anybody died of the measles thus far? Thank God. I don't think so. But we did have 60,000 people die of the flu this year. So they think that some people who travel to the U.S. from other countries are carrying measles, then introducing the disease into under-vaccinated or highly vulnerable populations here. So Dr. Citrone and his department are trying to their utmost to keep infected Americans from spreading the disease any further around the country. Now, the Do Not Board list is distinct from the Do Not Fly list. The Do Not Fly list has been used to curb tuberculosis outbreaks. And in a few prior instances, it's been applied to people with measles. Now, what about somebody with shingles? If somebody has shingles and you have some people on the plane that haven't been vaccinated against chickenpox, should people with shingles not go on the plane? What about somebody with poison ivy or scabies? I don't want anybody with scabies on a plane. I think scabies is pretty contagious. So now, okay, where's your privacy also? What's that rash? Well, I don't know what the rash is. Well, you don't get on a plane until you get a diagnosis. Go to a doctor, get a diagnosis, then give us a letter. I mean, is this what we're going to do? I mean, that's fine, but just, you know, pick a side and be consistent and go with it. But not letting somebody on a plane because they were exposed to measles is 1/1,000th, maybe 1/1,000,000th of the communicable diseases that are out there. I don't know if a lot of you guys are in Mississippi or Nevada or a couple of these states where we're seeing a pretty bad bronchitis. Somebody gets this cough and this cough just doesn't go away. Now, mind you, a lot of people have, you know, they smoke, they vape, so maybe that kind of causes it to lag on. We don't really use cough syrup with codeine anymore, so people cough a lot at night. They irritate their airway and then they just keep coughing and, you know, there's a lot of, you know, maybe other factors causing this chronic cough sort of thing. But I don't want that virus. Don't give me that cough virus. They call it the cough of 100 days in northern Nevada. The cough of 100 days. I don't want that. So if somebody is coming on a plane with that cough, I don't want them on the plane. But they're not going to be on the do not board list. Now, this do not fly list came into existence in 2007 when a man with antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis ignored the advice of health officials, got on a plane, and triggered an international panic. Then in 2014, they needed it to stop two travelers with possible measles infections from traveling. Now it's back. We have eight names possibly ending up on the list also. And the way we are on the plane with recirculating air allows disease transmission pretty easily, especially since you're sitting next to somebody who's basically touching you the whole time. Not on purpose, but there's just no room. So, yeah, you're breathing in the same air. It's like you're sleeping next to them in the same bed. In fact, worse, beds are bigger than two people sitting next together on a coach. So a politician from hard-hit Rockland County, New York, County Executive Ed Day, asked to reinstate a state of emergency and called on President Trump to institute a requirement for all foreign visitors to carry proof of their vaccinations. Now, this is a little interesting. Because you couldn't come to our country during Ellis Island days if you were going to bring communicable disease. And so with what's going on with Ebola, I think that's kind of appropriate that you can't come into our country without proof of vaccination. Remember, the Constitution doesn't protect. We don't have to worry about the Constitution with other foreign countries. It might be unconstitutional to force vaccination, you know, here, which is kind of, you know, because we got the Americans with Disability Act preventing employers from forcing vaccination. But if you want to come to our country, you need to show us that you're not going to spread disease. And you are not allowed in our country. You got a medical exam. Privacy, schmivacy. You got a medical exam. So, you know, but if we're going to do it, not just for measles, do it for flu, do it for Ebola, do it for everything. 1-877-DOLLAR-8.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of people are going on cruises. I talked to a lot of people in the South, and they head out to Miami or Fort Lauderdale, or, you know, they leave New Orleans to go on a cruise, which I've done too. I love cruises. Well, this was an interesting study. The dirtiest cruise ships revealed and the ones that gained a perfect score. Apparently, the CDC does surprise inspections on ships using U.S. ports twice a year. They look at the swimming pools. They look at the dining rooms. They look at the galleys. And I have here a list of the cleanest and the dirtiest. It's very interesting. This latest report shows that 8 ships did not meet the required standards when it came to cleanliness, but 14 were perfect. They looked at 8 main areas, the medical facilities, the portable water systems, the swimming pools, the whirlpool spas, the galleys, the dining rooms, the child activity centers, the hotel accommodation, the ventilation systems of the common areas. And good job, CDC, because, you know, when we get these SS stinkies coming in out of port where people get norovirus and everybody's throwing up and having diarrhea because the cruise ship can spread disease like wildfire, you kind of want to make sure that they're doing it right to prevent the next one. So the ships are scored on a 100-point scale, points deducted for cleanliness violations. A score of 85 or below is failing. So 85 is not a B. It's not a solid B. The Japanese cruise line's Pacific Venus came in worse with scoring 76. On its last inspection, CDC workers found drinking water was not kept at the appropriate halogen levels, and there was lack of filters in the Whirlpool spas. So other scores of failing were the Le Boreal, I think it's French, Norway Breakaway from Norwegian Cruise Lines. See, like some people say, well, it's a carnival, but then each ship has a name. So I think we've taken Norwegian. I don't know. I think we took a Norwegian cruise. I just don't know which one it was. I don't think it was the Norwegian Breakaway. The Ocean Dream by Japan Grace Cruise Line. The Oceania Insignia by Oceania Cruises. Pacific Venus from Japanese Cruise Line, which we just talked about. Safari Endeavor from Uncruise Adventures. Silver Spirit from Silver Sea Cruises. And Silver Wind from Silver Sea Cruises. The CDC report also states that it found the storage of food in non-food areas and instances of putting clean dishes in areas that were heavy soiled. So basically, they had dirty dishes where the clean were. Not good. Second from the bottom was Silver Wind, Safari Endeavor, which we talked about. They said the inspectors on Silver Wind found fruit flies in food and beverage areas, including by a pizza oven, and an instance of food being stored at the wrong temperature. See, that's the thing. You got to be meticulous. Your food has to be stored, what, below 40 degrees Fahrenheit? I mean, maybe it's a 45 degree. I don't know the exact temperature, but, you know, got to heat food to a certain degree. Food's got to be cooked to about 165 degrees Fahrenheit. You got to do things right, and you can't have fruit flies. On Safari Endeavor, the CBC found expired food in refrigerators, dirty surfaces in kitchen areas, and utensils in dirty ovens. Other ships failing to meet the standard were the Oceania. We talked about that. We already listed them. So then who were perfect? Who got perfect scores? Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas. They were checked out April 6th. Celebrity Cruises, Celebrity Summit. I've taken Celebrity. I like that. Royal Caribbean's Rhapsody of the Seas scored high. Norwegian Cruise Line's Norwegian Gem. Disney Cruise Line's Disney Wonder, Seabourn Cruise Line's Seabourn Quest, Viking Ocean Cruises. I like the commercials for Viking. Viking Cruises. You know, they make it sound like luxury. Viking Star did well. P&O Cruises, the Aurora. And again, Disney Cruise Line, Disney Fantasy did well. Also, Disney Cruise Line, Disney Dream. So Disney Dream, Fantasy, and Wonder all did well. Holland America's Nordam, Princess Cruises Sea Princess, Holland America's the Amsterdam, and then Ada Cruises Ada Vita. So they got perfect scores, deemed perfect, 100%. 100%. So I love cruises. I think they're fantastic. It's just I think some people do some half-assed stuff. Not too good. Maybe they're burned out. You know, speaking of burnout, you know, burnout is now a legitimate syndrome. It's about time, too. Burnout is so significant. They say it's the biggest health threat, public health threat to you and I as patients is doctor burnout. But workplace burnout, they say, has become such a serious issue that the World Health Organization has now reclassified it. Within the agency's widely used manual known as the International Classification of Diseases, burnout will be officially listed, not as a medical condition, but as an occupational syndrome. I don't know if it's all occupation. Burnout can also be, there's a lot of things that can also lead to burnout. Not just work. Some people work 2-3 jobs. Sometimes you're dealing with family and in-laws. There's a lot of things that can burn you out. The kids. But they say the changes from the last edition are relatively small as they update their international classification of diseases. But experts hope that these updates will add legitimacy to an emerging and misunderstood problem. Included for the first time, burnout was initially explained as a state of vital exhaustion. There's apparently a growing body of research where the 11th edition now claims that the syndrome is due solely to chronic workplace stress and should not be applied to describe experiences in other areas of life. So they're kind of trying to move the definition so we don't apply it to, well, I'm burned out. But you see, that's wrong. Because a lot of people will burn out on a TV show. They'll burn out on a video game. They'll burn out on taking the kids to soccer. So, unfortunately, if you really understand burnout, you kind of need to be honest about the causes. So you might just have to rename it and call it workplace burnout. The modern ailment is chaptered up with several other problems associated with employment that are not technically considered illnesses, but can nevertheless have serious medical repercussions. So the World Health Organization characterizes burnout as feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion, increased medical distance from one's job, feelings of negativism or cynicism related to one's job, and reduced professional efficacy. Well, yeah, you don't like your job, or you're tired of your task. You don't have passion to do it. You burn out. You feel overworked. Now, they say the definition of burnout is in desperate need of clarity, and these new international standards could greatly improve diagnosis and treatment. Currently, there is no neat or universal way to tease out symptoms of burnout from symptoms of other mental health conditions. On a global scale, they say it's difficult for doctors to recognize the syndrome, let alone treat it. Well, again, if you don't like a job, if you hate your job, if you work for idiots, if you're just lazy and you would rather, you know, smoke pot and stay home, there's a lot of contributing factors to that. There's not really a lot we could do to treat it. Now, let's say you have depression or anxiety, and that's making you not want to go to work, and it's not technically burnout. Well, then we do have to identify that. But the thing is, the symptoms of burnout, fatigue, not sleeping well, not eating right, not wanting to do anything, feeling of worthlessness, those all are very similar to depression and anxiety sometimes. So, and then, you know, there are a lot of people that really, really hate their job. A large study of nearly 9,000 employed adults found that workplace burnout was a significant risk factor for coronary heart disease. They found high cholesterol, diabetes, hospitalization, fatigue, musculoskeletal pain, headaches, GI issues, respiratory problems, severe injuries, even dying before the age of 45, associated with burnout. So people may drink, people may try to get high. Maybe some of this opioid crisis is because people are popping narcotics to get through the workday. They hate the work, you know, they hate their workday so much that they'd rather just, you know, be high. I don't know. Buzz. So we got a lot to address with that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.